Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday. It's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. We're almost there. We'll get there. The trash this morning is brought to you by Spooky Season. Nicole, do you love Halloween?
Yes and no. Like, I like the season and I like fall, but I'm not really into like scary stuff.
You're just desperate for things to use for sponsors.
Yep.
Is that what this?
Okay, yep.
Great. It's official. October is here, and that means spooky season is here. Let us know how you plan to celebrate this season by texting us, 800-400-3697. Are you celebrating? As far as I'm concerned, we're sort of shutting down. Like, we're definitely going to have the lights off that night. I did get a costume. We'll all put costumes on for our Zoom meeting that day, yeah?
Yeah, I have something in mind, actually.
Yeah, I have something, too. I don't think I'm going to be able to wear it the whole time, though. It's bulky.
Oh, so is mine.
All right.
We'll see. And hopefully it gets here in time. That's another thing. Like, you order stuff off of online places. Like, first of all, like, am I the only one that seems to be perpetually on Spirit Halloween's email list? Like, no matter how many times I hit junk mail on that thing, every day I get three or four emails from them. And,
yeah,
and I'm talking
not on
every,
their list. So
you
know, you
never sign up for anything there. Mm-hmm. I bought one costume there 10 years ago, and they've been bombarding me ever since. I've gone to their thing to unsubscribe. I can't make it stop.
You've had some good costumes. Which one was it? Was it the Cruella de Vil?
No, I thrift shopped that one, I think. I think it was the
Waldo?
I think it was the Snow White. You know, maybe I bought more than one thing there. I must have. They constantly bombard me. How could I ever forget to use them? But I have ordered stuff from them in the past that hasn't gotten here in time. Like, sometimes you order online or you see something cool on Instagram and order it, which is what I did this time, and which I'm sure has also corrupted my email address. Huh, it's weird. It's weird when you buy things online how you're suddenly filled with junk mail. So I'm hoping that it gets here in time, but there's no guarantee. And they're on Instagram, so I don't even know what the name of the place is. It's just like, hey, click here and buy this. And good luck to you. You know, that's their theme. Anyway, spooky season's here.
All right.
Whatever you're planning to do, be safe. Social distance. We really need to keep telling you this stuff. Wear a mask under your mask.
Yeah, you do need to keep people telling people stuff. Yesterday, as I was running out to go for a surf, this was early. I did a late daycare shift yesterday.
Have you guys
child
switched
care.
That around?
I mean, parent. I was parenting later in the afternoon yesterday, mm-hmm. is what I meant to say. I got to get that straight. I know I'm going to get bad texts. It's fine. I'm a parent. I understand. It's not daycare. Anyway. As I was leaving, I'm running to my car, and the neighborhood boys are out front of my house. Two of them don't have masks on, and they're playing, and I'm stopped waiting for them to pass, but they haven't moved.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't know why you're parked here, but I need you to split, because I got to walk by. And I'm saying that in my head. I didn't say that to them, but I'm like, you know, all right, I'll stop. I'll wait. Finally, I just said, all right, went back in, got my mask, so I needed to pass.
Yeah. I need to get by you kids. Come on
now.
So
you do have to remind people, because it is easy to forget even after this many months.
It is. It's a, it's a, it's It's a wonderful life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What now?
Oh, here you go. Here's what now. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrates his 96th birthday today. He's the oldest. I think he's the oldest president ever. Or, you know, obviously past president. Formerly, he was the president in the 70s.
Good for him.
I know. It's great. There it is. The longest lived of the 44 men to hold the highest American. Why are they saying 44? Maybe they're not counting Trump. I don't understand that.
You know what's weird about him is that, and because I was very young when he was president, so yeah. I wasn't.
Right. I think he was done by the time you were 10 years old.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't politically aware at all. I still continue to be that way, but, you know, to a lesser extent, but nonetheless, as a boy, I don't know. He was likable. He's a likable guy. He did not get reelected, though.
No.
And people hated Reagan, but he got reelected. People hated W. He got reelected. It's a real trip how that, like, popular, it didn't translate for Carter at all.
No.
He was a nice enough guy.
Well, it was the Iran hostage situation, too, and they, you know, made a big deal about that. It was
Reagan took all the credit for getting that done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, in the end, I will say that he's one of the presidents who's made the biggest post office mark. I mean, he certainly is a tireless fighter for the people and the whole Habitat for Humanity. And his he has boundless energy. Even now, he still does stuff. You know that his wife is still alive, too. They've been married 74 years.
Good for them.
I know. Can you believe that? Rosalind Carter is, I think she's 93. It's somewhere in the story. Anyway, happy birthday to former President Jimmy Carter, 96 years old today.
Didn't letters he wrote to his wife or about his wife that almost were softcore end up getting published?
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't know.
Oh.
We should look that up. I could go for some softcore today.
Yeah, you do read that stuff, don't you?
Oh, I read hardcore.
Oh,
but a
sorry.
Little softcore, you know, something for the something for the air. listen, guys, one of my favorite things I've ever seen on YouTube, and I don't watch a ton of YouTube. I really don't. I mean, you know, you watch whatever's in the news thing, but I don't. I try to not go down those rabbit holes. But a couple years ago, there were these guys, the Gregory brothers, and they auto-tuned the news, and they did like the bedroom intruder, you know, they raping everybody out here, that mm-hmm. that guy,
right.
And double, oh, there we go.
Trying to rape them, so had your kids, had your wife, had your husband, 'cause they raping everybody out here.
So there was that one. There was the double rainbow all the way across the sky.
That's a whole rainbow, man. Ah, double rainbow all the way across the sky.
The other one that they did recently, remember when there was a neighbor who saw, there were some women being held captive in somebody's house. And I want to say that this was a local story. I can't remember where this one was, but the neighbor saw them and he like ran to the rescue, and there he is talking into the camera, and they had done a thing about him too.
I thought that was in Cleveland. Charles
Ramsey. Say that again?
Charles Ramsey was his name, the guy.
And you think it was it Cleveland? Dead giveaway, that's what it was.
We see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't find a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get it out.
Was so that in Ohio? Look that up. Is that in Ohio? I think it was.
That does sound right. I think I'm thinking of the guy. Wasn't it in Antioch where he had like a whole tent city in his backyard? And
yeah, that is a totally different one, though.
Yeah.
That little girl was abducted in like Tahoe and lived right here in the Bay Area.
For
and
years.
Didn't she have a kid by him?
At least one kid. I can't remember how many kids.
I can't remember her name.
The husband and wife lived. There were even like site visits, and you know, somehow she was undiscovered.
It was right. Cleveland, I think, right?
Oh, it was.
Did you look that up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cleveland.
Yep. What was the name of the girl in Antioch or Alameda that was found and had been abducted in Tahoe walking to school or something and then lived right here in the Bay Area within the sound of our voices all those years and ended up having a kid by this guy?
J.C.
Leighton.
Yeah, J.C. Dugard.
That's it, Dugard. Are there Duggars?
Yeah, Duggards or Duggars, the 19 and counting or whatever.
Yes, that's what I got confused. Like, is that the, I'm thinking of that. But yeah Duggard.
It's close.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, these guys, the Gregory brothers who auto-tune the news, they took Tuesday night's debate.
Oh, great.
And we cannot play the whole thing. And they got Weird Al to help them with this. They wrote a song around it. And Weird Al, he's a good singer. They don't have to auto-tune him. He's acting as the moderator. So when you watch the video, he's sitting like in the place where the moderator would sit. See, there he is right there. And he's like in a suit and tie, and he's going to ask the questions of the candidates.
I'm so sorry.
2020 is a raging hellscape. Any ideas on how to stop a worldwide plague?
We should be providing people the help they need. He knew back in February it was a deadly disease. What did he do? He's on tape acknowledging he knew.
Really?
He waited and waited and waited, and he didn't even tell you.
President Trump did a phenomenal job. People said that.
Well,
we got the gowns, we made the ventilators, we got the masks. I don't wear a mask like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. The biggest mask I've ever seen. The biggest mask I've ever seen.
Anyway, it goes on and on. I love that President Trump refers to himself in the third person. President Trump did a great job. Everybody said so. All right, buddy. Anyway, it's called America's Doomed, the musical. It hit the internet yesterday. We've linked it up at our Facebook page, and it's a cut back and forth between the two candidates and Weird Al, and it gets crazier and crazier as the thing goes on. And if you like that sort of thing and you like the double rainbow and the bedroom intruder, then you're surely going to like this too.
And the dead giveaway.
And the dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
I have some bad news. I'm just going to mention it quickly. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend have lost their baby. She had been on bed rest and had been moved to the hospital. She's been extremely open about this on Instagram, describing the symptoms that she was going through and this constant blood loss, multiple transfusions. It's just been awful, and unfortunately, it's ended. So it's terrible news, and it's got to be hard. We talked about this, I think, yesterday, when everybody knows, look, it's hard enough being a private citizen, and you've excitedly told people the news, and then the worst happens, and now you've got to not excitedly tell them the other, comes up, what's going on? Well, and then you have to relive it over and over. But then,
you know, more than most, she lets everyone in, similar to what we do, where we talk about our lives. I don't know that I don't follow her, but from the sound of it, she's very open. And this might change that a little bit, because I think you do find out the hard way that letting everybody in without pause at all sort of opens you up to this. And now everyone's in her bedroom while she's suffered one of the worst things you could deal with, right?
She posted up a series of black and white photos. Vinny, they're heartbreaking. I honestly do feel like these are life's private moments, and she doesn't seem to separate that at all. I mean, she is bawling her eyes out, sitting sideways on the edge of her hospital bed. There's a series of these pictures, and there's even one where they're holding a very small wrapped something and crying over it.
Oh my God, really?
I know. Yes. I mean,
it's too much.
It's not too much for them. It seems so. You know, I guess
I know she's
gets
a different generation, but I do think that's Well, okay. So
it's a lot.
So it hasn't slowed her down at all. Clearly,
not yet.
She's continuing to go there. So, all right. Maybe that's her way of dealing with stuff. I don't know.
You know, that's quite possible. And who knows how John, there's one where John Legend is sort of leaning over her and just has his head on her and they're holding hands. They're actually pretty touching, and it makes me love her. Like, she's going through this, and anybody who's been through anything like this sits and watches and goes, yep.
You know, I'll say this about that. It doesn't make it any easier. We went through that. Not nearly. It sounds like that baby was close to I don't know how many months that baby.
It's a small bundle, but yeah. It was old enough that she was talking about it, and she was definitely showing. I don't.
Right. Yeah, that seems like we didn't deal with anything like that. But one of the things that, as a family, we discussed before even starting that process is these things are what you open yourself up to.
Yep.
When you decide you're gonna, even if you have the kid, now you're open up to this, your whole heart is walking around, stumbling around really.
Right.
Near stairs and, you know, out on sidewalks near cars. And you're just, every minute that you're,
It's true. Having a child means you have something to lose.
Right.
It absolutely changes everything about your perspective on everything in life. It's you go from being like, oh, who cares? To, oh my God, I'm kind of in charge of that person making it to adulthood.
Right.
Not even kind of. I'm in charge of that.
In all of our family discussions, that was one of my argument against. I don't know if I can cope with something bad happening.
Right.
I just don't think that's, you know, I've been able to put my life back together. I've got some issues, and I certainly don't know that I can. In the end, we did it anyway, but it's unfortunate that that's a reality you might deal with.
Right.
It doesn't make it any easier, but oof.
Here are a couple good news baby stories.
Great.
Donald Glover revealed he welcomed his third child during the coronavirus pandemic. He said, it was nuts. Apparently, it was right after the murder of George Floyd. Everything, the world is going crazy, and his partner, I think he's, all three of his kids are with this woman. He had a kid right in the middle of the nationwide protests over George Floyd's death. He says, it was nuts. I was in the hospital bed. My son had just been born like an hour before, and I'm watching the George Floyd video. Such a weird moment. I'm not seeing his partner's name. So congratulations to Donald Glover. Oh, by the way, the kid's name is Donald.
All right.
It's not his first son, but I guess it's a Donald Jr. Kevin Hart and his wife, Aniko, welcomed a baby girl.
They did? Looks,
yep.
I feel like that was a quiet pregnancy, but okay.
I kind of agree. Although everything's been kind of quiet lately. It's easy to hide this stuff from people because we're all hiding in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Kaori, I believe is her name. K-A-O-R-I. Kaori Mae Hart. She was born September 29th. So congratulations to them. And Usher and Jen Gonorrhea?
What? Come on.
Gonachia?
Come on.
I'm serious.
Come on.
The Usher, gonorrhea guy?
Usher? No, he's the herpes guy.
Oh, okay.
But I think his wife.
But his girlfriend or wife is named Gonorrhea? Come on.
Jen Gonorrhea. Something like that. That's close. anyway, they revealed yesterday that his third child had arrived. It's his first with this girlfriend. Her name,
Your
is...
Honor, let the record show that I'm not the only one that butchers names. Thank you.
This one's close. I might not even be butchering it that much. I mean, you know, you can't help what
There's
your name
no has. Way. The guy famously with herpes is married to someone with a last name Gonorrhea. It's not possible.
Well, they're not married. You're right. So it isn't possible.
Okay.
Anyway, her name is Sovereign Bo Raymond. That's the baby's name. Sovereign.
Oh, Sovereign?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Apparently she'll rule us all. One child to rule us all. All right, Vinny, that's it for the early trash. What's coming up?
I've got stressful life events, an update on the A's. Go A's. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.